Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today is Friday, September 19th. We've got a great conversation ahead of us, always talking about topics pertinent to faithful family life. And today, we're going to talk about our friends with American Heritage Girls. They've got something to celebrate today. And the value of a service experience. What can we learn from service as youth? So we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. Hope you can stick around for the conversation. Good stuff ahead. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. To find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the sponsor section. There you'll find the logo, CUW, in the sponsor section. Click on that. That'll take you to more information about Concordia University, Wisconsin. Joining us by phone this morning, Patty Garibay is the National Executive Director for American Heritage Girls and a returning guest here on Faith and Family. Patty, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to get to talk with you again. Excited to talk about this event coming up this weekend. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. I always enjoy talking about American Heritage Girls, so this will be a fun conversation. Also joining us in studio today, the Reverend Mark Kiesling, and I want to say Associate Director, is that right?
That's correct.
I always mess up your title. Associate Director in the Office of National Mission for Youth Ministry. Mark, good to have you back in studio.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Great to be here.
And looking forward to talking about youth and particularly American Heritage Girls today and the value of a service experience, what we can learn in youth programs like American Heritage Girls. Patty, for our listeners who maybe haven't been a part of our conversations in the past about American Heritage Girls, can you give us a history of American Heritage Girls and where we are today?
Absolutely, I'd love to. American Heritage Girls was started in 1995, literally around the kitchen table at my house. And there were many different families that were concerned and really loved the idea of having a Christ-centered scouting opportunity for girls. And we weren't experiencing that any longer in what we were involved with. And we really felt it was important that scouting be based on truth because it was a character development program. And so for us as parents, the truth is a biblical truth, and it is God's word. And it was important that this program be based on that, yet serve as an outreach to all girls. And we would be able to attract girls to be part of this by having the fun activities that are typical of scouting. Now, Andy, this was not really meant to be a national organization or international organization as it is today in the parents' minds. But, you know, God was in it, and his plans are always far greater than ours.
We just wanted to get together and have an opportunity for our girls to grow and develop in a way that you saw pleasing according to God's word. And look what happened.
Exactly. It was pretty amazing, and what a journey it's been. 19 years we celebrated this past week to just give God the glory. And that 19 years was it really commemorates the very first meeting that we had. That very first troop was comprised of 24 girls, and it actually met at a public school because when we first started, we didn't realize the importance of chartering with the local church, partnering to bring the truths not just in the troop meeting, but also through a lifestyle evangelism that could be brought through the church.
Mm-hmm. Mark, let's talk about scouting in general, youth programs like this that Patty mentioned is part of character development for young people. What value is there in programs like this that for youth?
Absolutely. First, Patty, I want to say congratulations on these 19 years, and what a great thing to celebrate this past week, and certainly with the day of service coming up, too. Just congratulations on your work, and certainly, like you said, to God be the glory for what's happened through American Heritage Girls.
Thank you.
Andy, it is. Scouting is really a great thing that it's utilized by LCMS congregations, by LCMS schools, by individual LCMS young people and mm-hmm. young people in your community to really engage in a lot of opportunity to learn more about the world in which we live, as you're going to hear about a lot in this hour, too. Certainly opportunities to serve, and certainly ways in which, too, as I know in so many, we face this, I know here in St. Louis, a lot of extracurricular activities have been cut by public schools and things. Mm-hmm. It provides a wonderful opportunity for kids to come together and to maybe do activities they're not able to do through school anymore, to be in the outdoors. members, to be in service, to be learning about vocations around them, and to learn about their current vocations as young people, but then also look to the future as well. Certainly two in scouting programs that are closely tied to LCMS churches and schools, you know, those like American Heritage Girls and other scouting programs too. They had that great opportunity to talk about identity and to talk about who we are as people loved deeply by Christ. We're able to talk about the gift that we have in our baptism and to see through that baptism how we care about our neighbor, how we look to those with needs, and how we're able to serve them both inside our congregations and the people we might know closely, but then also to form new relationships and to take that love out into our communities to those in need and to get to know other people that are living around us.
Boy, that was a loaded answer. There are all kinds of words in there that I want to go back and talk about, but you've probably given me about 3 hours worth there. So, Patty, how much time do you have?
All day to talk about this, right?
You talked about scouting being programs that are or opportunities for... I don't know if you use this term, but what came to mind as you were describing it was shaping worldview for our young people, that these are opportunities to shape how youth interact with the world around them, how they perceive the world around them. Patty, how does American Heritage Girls do that? How does it shape how young women, how these girls perceive the world around them, how they interact with the world around them?
What is so cool about the HG experience and other groups too is that it's so relevant to what they're doing and what they're living and what they're experiencing. This is not something that the kids pull off the shelf and say, oh, you know, I might use that one day. They are literally learning life skills and leadership skills and developing their character while learning how this is relevant to God's Word and how He wants us to grow up in His identity. And what's really unusual to that, I know for me as growing up as a young woman, this there was a synapse. There was almost a chasm between my faith and what I did every day. And what we need to do is just to have this on a solid spectrum that is just continuous. And, oh, my faith is every day, every hour, every minute. My relationship with God is that important. And how does that bring into this function of maybe learning how to sew? How does that work? Well, perhaps you can create, you know, dresses to give to the girls in Haiti through serving one another, but I'm still learning skills. Or, you know, why is it important to learn how to climb a wall, you know, and to consider a challenge and you know, make that challenge? What does that mean in my life? Well, in your future life, you're going to have lots of obstacles and lots of areas that you need to persevere. And that's what that climbing the wall means to you. And there's lessons abounding. And what is so beautiful is when the adult mentors take this into their hearts and they say, we are affecting girls' lives for eternity and sharing the good news of the gospel with them through these really relevant experiences, it becomes a life-changing opportunity.
Mark, you mentioned identity. That programs like this help young people learn about their identity, what their identity is. What is the most important thing? And I heard you mention it. I was trying to write notes so fast as you were talking. You talk so fast, it's like you work with young people or something.
Well, I think it's twofold. I think, you know, from the Christian perspective, we have the opportunity to continue to root young people in their baptism and that gift of faith that we receive through God and that community too, in which they're brought into through that faith as well, and to see people support them. I think other ways too, if you're outside that Christian context, it's just a great time to talk about. I mean, I think Patty listed it off, but citizenship, I mean, what does it mean to be a good citizen, to care for your neighbor, you know, those that you know that are near to you, those that are maybe in your community that you don't know well, and what does that mean to recapture, to be a good citizen to those around us? And so you get to talk about those things that are key to our identity as Christians, as we, you know, as Patty said, as we really put our faith into action, as we live our vocation out every day. It gives that opportunity to really understand who we are. And again, as Patty said, to do that on a routine, regular basis and understand how that plays out in our everyday lives. And also to develop new skills, too, to learn how we can continually do that and to look to the future with hope about the way that God's going to use us in His church and in our communities.
Patty, what do you want American Heritage Girls to learn about identity?
I want to know. I want them to learn whose they are, and that they are God's child, and that because of that, they are beautiful, they are unique, and they are talented. I want them to be able to put headphones on the culture, literally headphones on their ears, so they don't hear the culture, but they only hear the Father's voice, that are words of affirmation, encouragement, and that they know that they have a calling and they have a purpose. That's my dream for every girl in American Heritage Girls.
And that identity, to know who and whose you are, to know who you are in Christ, that shapes then everything else, those other things that you mentioned, Mark, vocation, relationship, citizenship, that really then impacts and shapes those. Vocation is one of the words that I heard you mention in that great explanation just a little bit ago. Vocation is kind of stewardship of what we've been given, how we use what God has given us to serve our neighbor. Patty, let's talk about vocation. What do girls learn about vocation, stewardship of what they've been given as American Heritage Girls?
Part of our program is for girls to each individually learn the spiritual gifts that God has given them. And they then use those gifts and that identification of those gifts to find what God has given them passion for. And what is such an amazing fruit and to experience in my own lifetime during these 19 years is to see how American Heritage Girl alumna, what vocations they choose. And they are choosing vocations of service where they know that their lives are not their lives. Their lives on loan, that they are here to serve God and to be prepared for eternity. And so this is not just a, oh gosh, you know, that was a fun childhood memory back in the day. We had a good time camping. But wow, that experience was eternally impactful because look what I'm doing today and the merits that came from that program because it was Holy Spirit inspired.
Mark, another word that came up in our conversation, you mentioned relationships. Mm-hmm. Why is it important for youth to learn about relationships in their younger years? What does that do for them in the long run?
Absolutely. I think there's twofold. I think one, certainly the key piece is just for them in their day in relationship with people of their peers. Mm-hmm. They're able to look around and see parents and able to see church members, able to see people in their community, how you deal with when there are maybe disagreements, maybe when there's some personality conflicts, but yet how as Christians, certainly we come together under God's forgiveness, learn to forgive one another and care for one another. I think that's a very important part. At the same time, too, is that exact relationship that is made between people of different generations. So mm-hmm. I think I can only imagine the stories of troop leaders who are connecting with young women in American Heritage Girls, way church members or community members are brought into for maybe presentations or opportunities to serve, that they're able also to go across the generations as well and to understand what they're able to gain, the wisdom that they're able to learn from others, the opportunities that they have to serve and to learn about really their stories and to see how God got them through both the good and the bad times of celebration, maybe times of grief and struggles as well. And they're able to have that as part of their education process of the faith, as they're not only serving, not only learning certainly about the facts around them, but then also to learning how the Holy Spirit has worked through the lives of others. And so those relationships, again, connect them strongly, I think, to the church as the body of Christ and also their community. So they are continuing to learn about their lives and how they're able to engage in others and care for them. And I think that's just a great thing about scouting programs, is that you see that intergenerational nature of it from the leaders to the youth participating, as well as how other congregational community members get involved in the process.
Patty, being involved now with American Heritage Girls for 19 years, what have you seen as the benefits for girls who have gone through the American Heritage Girls programs in terms of relationships? Have you seen some of the fruits of that, your efforts in American Heritage Girls in terms of how girls grow into women who value relationships and as Mark was describing, those intergenerational relationships?
Absolutely. And what is so neat is to see the humility that these girls that seem to be exuding incredible confidence still maintain. And I think that's because of the intergenerational. And I appreciate it, Reverend Heasley, mentioning that, because what happens are women want to give back to the next generation, as do men. And so often when we're looking at volunteers for our troops and volunteers for our charters, you know, even working within our own Sunday schools and so forth, we look at parents. We should be looking at the next generation, the older generation, to see what they would like to give back as far as wisdom. They often have more margin of time as well. And so what we're seeing are older ladies coming and wanting to just impact this next generation, leaving their legacy. You know, they're the legacy building times of their lives. And those women have really breathed incredible encouragement and also shared experiences with these girls that they, their own mothers may not have experienced yet, but they will, they never forget. And what we find is there's a confidence, because there's not fear of the future, but rather, I remember when Mrs. So-and-so mentioned that to me. I do not need to fear, because I know I have all my faith in God and that He will bring me through these tough times. And so I love the intergenerational piece of this. I also like to see lifelong friendships being built within American Heritage Girls and our alumna, and hearing about who's getting married where, or who's going on the next mission trip, and how they're getting together with AHG friends. And that has been just an incredible blessing as well.
I want to go back to a term that you used. Margin of time is a gift that some of the older women have. I like that phrase, margin of time. I'd like to have a margin of time. That's I'll have to credit you with that now when I use that phrase. That's great. Now let's go back to May. This past year, May 2014. When was that? That was what, May 14th, I think, 2014. American Heritage Girls and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod signed a memorandum of understanding. Patty, what does that mean for American Heritage Girls to have this relationship with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Well, it means an awful lot, and on many different levels. It really shows that we have synergies together, the LCMS Church and the American Heritage Girls, that together we can help bring a great program to girls and bring a great program to churches, to the Lutheran churches that are looking for a wonderful, not just inreach, but an outreach as well, to help bring girls to Christ through this type of program, to help make better leaders within their church through the adults that are involved in the HG troop. There's great training, great experiences, and these women and men that serve in HG not only will serve well in HG, but then go on and are able to serve well in the local church. And I think those synergies are really incredible, and putting it on paper means so much, because people need to understand that this is an honorable organization. This organization is aligned with the truths of the LCMS Church. And this has opened many doors for volunteers and moms and dads who want this for their daughters, the American Heritage Girl Experience, and for them to be able to say to their Lutheran church, look, this has been approved by our church, by our denomination. Can we think about having this at our church? We've already seen the fruits of this memorandum this year by seeing the countless Lutheran churches that have chartered AHG this fall, so this experience can be in their communities and in their churches.
Mark, would you like to comment on the memorandum of understanding?
Well, I was just going to say, as you're saying that you're going to borrow one of Patty's lines, I borrow one from her as well. She likes to say that American Heritage Girls provides a quiver of bows for young women as they face the culture that's around them. And I think with this memorandum of understanding is that American Heritage Girls becomes another bow in the quiver for LCMS congregations and schools and LCMS young people. As, again, they face the world that's around them, as they are able to come together in community. And so it's a great opportunity. I was just looking over it again, the MOU, and I love part of the language is that, again, it's there to establish opportunities to for life skill enhancement, for developing teamwork and social skills and citizenships and their leadership skills. And I think that's just a great thing for our young women that are in our congregations and schools, as well as those, whether it's in a group chartered by an LCMS congregation or school or not, but just, again, whether it's American Heritage Girls or other school scouting programs as well, is that opportunity to really be strengthened in who they are and whose they are.
Absolutely. And it's not always easy to find a scouting program that focuses on those things. So it's great to have this memorandum of understanding. Well, 19 years is a long time to have an organization like this that's rooted in God's word, and so that's quite a milestone. And you mentioned earlier, Mark, your congratulations on 19 years. That certainly is a milestone to celebrate. And Patty, how are you going to celebrate?
Well, we're going to celebrate because we are a joy-filled group, and we're going to celebrate by giving. We aren't receiving gifts. We're not going to receive presents, but rather we're going to give gifts and give presents, and that's the gift of our time. HG's National Day of Service is the way we celebrate our birthday, and we've been doing that for the last 3 years. And our theme is really around the Proverbs 31:20. She extends her hand to the poor, and she stretches out her hands to the needy. AHG troops across the nation will be wearing their red, white, and blue uniforms and performing service projects of every type and scope across the nation. Just a couple fun ones. Some of the girls in Atkins, Arkansas, are going to bake and deliver cupcakes to City Hall and fire stations for the firemen, policemen, and EMTs. And you know how delighted they'll be to see those cheery faces. In Ventura, California, they're going to be harvesting food at the Charter Partners Community Garden and donating to the local food bank. In Malabar, Florida, they're going to be blessing Nana's House, which is a volunteer organization for neglected, abused, needy, and abandoned children, with a cleanup and beautification project at their playground and park area. In East Dubuque, Illinois, they're going to be making baby blankets for the pregnant and new mothers in Haiti that they've adopted. In Ruston, Louisiana, they're going to be sorting clothes at the local pregnancy resource center. And in Calvert County, Maryland, they're going to be volunteering at a farm that raises food and crops for the hungry. Springfield, Missouri, they're going to be cooking and serving meals at the Ronald McDonald House the entire day. And in Greenwood, South Carolina, they'll be assisting in organizing their charter's clothing outreach and making Christmas decorations for a new rescue mission in their area. There are so many projects. I wish I could be at every one of them. But even the HG staff is going to be going to Kids Against Hunger and making food packets for people in Nigeria. And so everyone's celebrating on every level, and it's far more fun than eating cake and ice cream.
Mark, as one who works in youth ministry, in an administrative position in youth ministry, who spends a lot of time trying to guide and help programs focus on the whole person and whose we are in Christ and opportunities for service and mercy. Hearing that list that Patty was reading, I could just hear you nodding in agreement. What is that when you hear that? What do you think?
But if you just add up all those hours and besides that, just all the smiles and everything, I know that comes out of that, and just the opportunity is for the young people to grow in their faith and their understanding of who they are. But certainly, too, that engagement that Christian young people are making in their communities is just amazing. We do a lot of things, too, within LCMS Youth Ministry, with LCMS Servant Events, the National Youth Gatherings, and other things, too, or have those opportunities to serve. And you see certainly the impact that those of the faith are making on others, but certainly, too, how others grow in their understanding of their vocation and who they are. And it's just a wonderful, awesome thing. And it's just great to hear all those great projects that are happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we need to take a quick break. And I know Mark needs to cut out. So we want to say thanks to Reverend Mark Kiesling, Associate Director, Office of National Mission Youth Ministry. Mark, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me.
And Patty, I hope you can stick around, though, right?
Sure.
All right. Good. Good. We're gonna continue our conversation. We've got more to talk about with American Heritage Girls, their 19th birthday here and their National Day of Service. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this.
A girl who has
integrity.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
How many of us have said of an expected baby, as long as he's healthy? I'm guilty as charged many times over. But what does that say about the many babies born who aren't healthy? Some are incompatible with life and survive only minutes, hours, days, or weeks. Do we celebrate their brief lives with the same love and passion as those born with no challenges? The healthy litmus test communicates we think less of those who aren't healthy and opens the door for abortion. Regardless of the challenges a baby faces, we must celebrate this life and show the baby's family we love him. An incredibly moving video gives an intimate look at parents of a baby whose life is all too brief but cherished. Visit today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org to watch it.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
The mission field isn't just overseas anymore. It's right here in your own backyard. If English isn't the first language of your neighbor or friend, and you'd like to share the good news of Jesus Christ with them in their own language, contact the Lutheran Heritage Foundation at lhfmissions.org. LHF has translated and published the Small Catechism, children's Bible stories, hymnals, and devotions into 85 different languages and gives them free of charge to those who need them. lhfmissions.org.
Following the National March for Life, join LCMS Life Ministry beginning January 22nd for 3 days at the 2015 LCMS Life Conference, Theological Motivation, Practical Know-How, and Valuable Time with Lutheran pro-lifers from across the country. Speakers will encourage you in advocating for life through your vocation as a Christian citizen to stand for those who will never take their first steps. LCMS.org/life or 314-996-1711.
Hello, I'm Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast for KFUO. We totally depend on the gracious supporters who want this gospel voice to continue and expand as the messenger of good news of Christ. A wonderful part of this support is our underwriters, an ever-increasing number, and so we ask you to find out who they are by checking them out on our website or as you hear them here on KFUO. Write, call, or tell them how much you appreciate their support of Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, I'm Pastor William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship. Jesus said some hard things in John 6, and lots of his disciples turned away and stopped following him. He asked the 12 if they wanted to go too. Peter responded for them all, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Words of eternal life, those are the words your Jesus has for you. Join me for the next broadcast of Thy Strong Word, 11 a.m. Central on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Do you have a reason to reach out to us at Worldwide KFUO? Is there a piece of communication you'd like for us to receive? It's not hard to reach us. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. If you missed it, the street address is found at the bottom of our homepage online, kfuoam.org. Every day we bring you the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and song. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, my name is Lena, and I am 10 years old. I'm an American Heritage girl from Louisville, Kentucky. I'll be serving my neighbors by picking up trash at Jefferson Memorial Forest for our National Day of Service. Happy birthday, American Heritage girls!
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking about American Heritage Girls and 19 years of joyful service and learning and growing together. Our guest joining us by phone today, Patty Garibay, National Executive Director of American Heritage Girls. Also joining us in studio today, Jody Token, Public Relations Coordinator for American Heritage Girls. Jody, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And joining us by phone today, Lori Buck, who serves as a troop leader in Nashville, Tennessee. Lori, thanks so much for being our guest on Faith and Family today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we have been talking about the history of American Heritage Girls today and a lot of the complex things that make up a youth program like American Heritage Girls. And Patty, I've enjoyed just the perspective that you share in the conversation with Reverend Kiesling about this, about how complex it is to have a program like this that contributes to the character development of young women. And we've been talking also about the upcoming celebration this weekend, National Day of Service, to commemorate the birthday of American Heritage Girls. And what a great way to celebrate all the things, all the troops that you mentioned earlier before we went to break. What a neat list that was to hear about that. And that was just a fraction of the groups, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was. As a matter of fact, there are hundreds. And it's on our website, which is hgonline.org, under National Day of Service, where they've all logged in what they're going to do. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's talk, Lori. Let's talk about your experience as a troop leader in Nashville, Tennessee. How long have you been with American Heritage Girls?
I've been a leader with AHG for 4 years now, which is when our charter, which is Our Savior Lutheran Church and Academy, decided to charter an AHG troop. So I've been with our troop since the beginning.
And how exciting to be a part of that. What drew you to American Heritage Girls?
Well, the first time I heard about AHG, I heard a mom at our local elementary school ask, does anybody have an AHG troop? And I said, what's this? And got online, and I looked at it, and it looked fabulous. And I had a daughter who was not yet in kindergarten, and I thought, I've got to find a troop for her. And at the time, there were no troops in Nashville. The closest troop was about an hour west of town. And I had another friend at church, and we talked about it and said, this would be great. And the timing just wasn't right. And we, our church wasn't ready to start one. And, you know, now I know it was the Lord's timing that brought AHG to our church a few years later. And our church had a Girl Scout troop and decided that that was not an organization that they wanted to partner with. And so I think it was either July or August, they came to my friend Amy and said, hey, why don't you get this started? And that was a little bit of a challenge at that point in the year to try to get a troop up and running for that year, but we did it by the spring. And it's been an amazing experience for my girls. I have two daughters, one who is 11 and in the sixth grade, she's an explorer, and then one is who is in the third grade, who is a tender heart. And they love their time and experience and their friends that they've made in AHG.
What are some of the, I guess, the memorable moments? I know we talked a little bit about memorable moments not being the main point of American Heritage Girls, but I'd love to hear just, you know, paint a picture for us of some of those times that you've said, you know, you've had an experience, the girls have had an experience with American Heritage Girls, and you said, that's why we do this.
Well, one of those moments came last year, and then it was for my daughters. Unfortunately, I was not able to be there. I was in a wedding of a dear friend, and that was the day, it was the National Day of Service, and our troop went to the Veterans Administration Hospital in Nashville, and they took cards and bags of supplies that the veterans would need. They had a bag for female veterans and a bag for male veterans, and they went around to the different rooms. We had a Navy dad who kind of prepped the girls on what to ask them about their service, you know, ask them these sorts of questions. And my daughters came home that afternoon, and when we talked about it for days afterwards, they were just overwhelmed at the response that they had received. They saw grown men crying, thanking them for their appreciation, that these little girls would reach out to a veteran and say, thank you for serving our country. Thank you for keeping us safe. And The joke that we laughed about is they said that they were even better than the Tennessee Titans cheerleaders to come visit them in as well. They said, oh, we'd much rather have you come back. So that is the joke that, you know, when they're better than the Tennessee Titans cheerleaders, that was quite the compliment.
You have arrived.
My daughters still remember that experience and loved that. So that's one of my favorites.
What do you think they will carry with them from that experience? It sounds like it was certainly something that impacted them for life. What do you think they'll carry with them from here on out?
I think that they'll understand that service is a blessing, that they were able to reach out to others and that they could help change others, that they could help just serve them, and that's what we're called to do, that we're called to help and serve our neighbor. And in other ways as well, we have served. Our girls have gone to fire stations, police stations, they've gone to assisted living, and I think the girls are just shocked that, wow, I'm just a little girl, but these adults, I made an impact in their life. And I think that's what will go with them, that mm-hmm. even a small card, even just coming by to say hello, we know you're here, we appreciate you, we care about you, that can give someone hope and that they can serve their neighbors in small ways. It doesn't have to be a big, huge production. Just by making a handmade card and taking it and giving it to a policeman or to someone in an assisted living facility or to a veteran, that they can serve their neighbor that way.
Patty, as you hear this story from Lori and her daughter's experience, what are your thoughts as you hear about them, you know, their visit to the veterans and bringing joy and a smile for them and being rated better than the Titans cheerleaders?
Well, I really love that. But no, Lori's story is so sweet and so common too. When we hear about what the girls are experiencing, and you know, I think about when I was hearing Lori talk, I thought of 1 Timothy 4:12 right away. And many of us in HG land, as we call it, knows that there is at least one troop that has a troop number 412 in every state, and that's because we love the verse, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech and conduct and love and faith. And that is because young girls like Lori's daughters and her troop are making a difference even at their tender ages. And that making a difference not only helps the receiver, but it helps the giver. And, you know, I was just, like, looking up the physical benefits of serving, and why HG has such a strong service component is really because we're Christ-centered and Jesus called us to love one another. However, there's physical benefits, too. And today's girls are suffering from depression and record rates. But what helps depression? Giving of yourself. That is a noted physical benefit that even secular scientists will look at and say, when you serve others, when you volunteer at least 4 hours a week, you are going to have higher rates of happiness, higher levels of dopamine in your system. So that's incredibly important. Longer life, elderly people, that's why we got to call these elderly ladies into the HG ministry. We're going to help them extend their life and leave a legacy, lower blood pressure, and even pain management for people that are suffering from different chronic illnesses. Serving is a great way to help them not think about themselves, mm-hmm. but others. This is the way God wired us, is to give to one another. And so I'm not surprised by these stories, but actually just we know that God is in this and we're following His word by teaching girls up in the way they should go.
Jody, anything that you wanted to add to that as you're hearing Lori's story and Patty's response, that you're a mom, but also serve on staff with American Heritage Girls. Hearing these stories, is it any surprise to you?
No, it's no surprise. And, you know, I hear all these lists, and one of my favorite projects right now on this list, and it's pages and pages long, but one of them is Random Acts of Kindness, where each girl and her family will do a random act of kindness and report back to her unit. And so I'm like, this isn't rocket science. This is real simple. And mm-hmm. some people, you know, try to make some of these things very difficult. But this is such a simple program. And it flows out of, you know, an expression of gratitude. And that's what I love about this program, that you can just do simple things when you're driving along in the car and when you're walking on the sidewalk. And you can just teach these principles as you go along and just do simple acts of kindness. I love that.
And as you and I were talking about before the program today, it's not just doing nice things for your neighbor just because that's the humanist thing to do. Mm-hmm. This stems out of a source that this is all coming out of the fact that God loved us first.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just one of the most famous scripture that, you know, we tie our faith to is, you know, for it is by grace that we are saved, you know, through faith, not on your own. It's not, you know, but it's a gift of God. But then right after that, it says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. And this is that prepared in advance for us to do moment that mm-hmm. our girls can connect their passions and their interests and their abilities to God's great purpose for them. And I'm watching that happen with my girls. Mine are getting a little bit on the older side. They're 14 and 16, but I've watched them serve. And one, with each of their own identities, one is gravitating toward loving to serve little kids. She loves Vacation Bible School, and she loves handling the toddlers and helping them color. And my older one is more the behind-the-scenes girl. She would go over to a mission site in the city here and help just scrub the floors and clean. And no one needs to know that she was there, but she knows that she did something special. So I'm watching their purpose and passion come together in their activities with AHG.
Lori, as you reflect on your girl's involvement in this, and I appreciate what you pointed out, Jody, about you know, being God's workmanship, that we're given to serve now, not wait until we understand all our gifts and that we're developed. This is part of the development. Lori, as you look at your girls and see these opportunities for them to serve, what do you hope they'll learn out of these service opportunities?
Well, I hope that, first of all, I hope through AHG to create a love of serving their neighbor, that, you know, that we do it from love, that it's something that they want to do. And I hope that they learn that, you know, I think I mentioned before that they can be a blessing to others no matter how old they are. And that it's the small things, too. And that mm-hmm. what my husband and I are trying to instill in all of our children is a feeling in our family that we serve, as that is what our family does, mm-hmm. is we serve the community, we serve our church, we serve our neighbors. We serve when we can. And it's not always about being fun, and it's not always about being convenient, but we serve when there's a need, and we serve when we can. And that's what I hope that they learn, a lifestyle of serving.
And this starts at a young age, as you've described your girls. By doing this now, that it develops a lifestyle. I like how you described that. So that this goes with them when they leave home, when they, you know, when they become adults and go on into whatever the vocations and places in life that God has given them, that they carry this with them.
Yes, that is our prayer. Mine and my husband's prayer is mm-hmm. that we're doing that. And we're showing them by my serving in AHG that we're doing that. I tell my girls, I'm doing this for you, so you have this opportunity, which I think is such a wonderful organization. But they see me put a lot of work into it, and learning that that's okay. It's good to work hard for an organization that is that we love, mm-hmm. and that's something that my husband is a scoutmaster, and that's something that we do. Is we work hard for them to have that opportunity to be in those organizations.
Now, looking forward to the 19th birthday of American Heritage Girls. Do you all have any specific plans, Lori, for National Day of Service?
We do. This year, we let our Pioneers and Patriots, who are our 7th through 12th grade girls, vote on what they wanted to do. And they decided that they wanted to do a food drive for the Grace Works Ministries, which is serves the county just south of Nashville, where a lot of our girls live. And it's a very affluent county, so a lot of people think there isn't a need. Mm-hmm. But Grace Works does a tremendous job in the community by helping those who need help with food, clothing, rent, utilities, other basic necessities. And the girls are going to bring the food that they have collected from their neighbors, from their home churches, wherever they could collect food. We're going to take it to Grace Works. They're going to give us a tour of their facilities, tell the girls how they help the community, and then the girls are going to help stock the shelves and do some other work around Grace Works that they need us to do.
What a neat project that gets them out into the community, gets them connected with other people in the community too. I'm sure the folks there at Grace Works will enjoy the opportunity to interact with the girls and hear about what's going on in their lives too.
Yeah, I think they're looking forward to having more than 20 people coming. We keep every day that RSVP list just keeps going up and up and up. So I think they'll appreciate that. They'll, of course, appreciate the food that we'll be bringing and the interaction with the girls. I always have, anytime we go somewhere, we always get thank yous from the people who've organized it, from the organization, whoever it is. They always beg us to come back, tell us how much they enjoyed the girls being there and how much it meant to them that they've got little girls, you know, down from kindergartners up through high school who are willing to give up a Saturday or, you know, another time during the week to come serve.
What a neat project. Now, Jody, do you still have that list handy of others? I know Patty read some earlier. I was trying to give you a little lead time to try to find the list. Patty read some earlier of the projects that various troops are doing, and we just got through a little bit. Are there any others that you'd like to share this morning, Jody?
Well, let me do some of the ones I know that are happening just right here in our neighborhood. We have my particular troop will be making lasagnas. Mm-hmm. And so you'll literally see groups of girls from 5 years old all the way to high school working side by side. You get your layer of noodle, then your cheese, and then your meat and your sauce. And so every girl, you know, this, as you said earlier, this is not something you have to wait for until you're older to serve. You know, girls as, you know, young as five, with their mothers and dads, you know, shoulder to shoulder making these lasagna dinners. They go into our church freezer, and then anytime there's a need from the school, from the Lutheran school, the Lutheran church, when there's a need, you know, whether it's a happy need, like, you know, mom just gave birth to a baby and she needs a few meals in her freezer, they can pull from the American Heritage Girls lasagnas. And so we make just a ton of them and store them away, and they hopefully last all, you know, all school year long for families. There's a group right now this weekend, actually today, making sandwiches, just simple, you know, sandwiches for the homeless shelter. There's another group who will be in a constant collection mode starting off this weekend for the Operation Christmas Child shoebox collection that happens in November. And then there's another group stuffing duffel bags and making tie-knot blankets for the adoption and foster home services. So those things are being kind of being kicked off this weekend just here in town. So those are, I mean, those are just a, you know, collection of here just in the St. Louis area. But gosh, let's look at the, there's a lot of cupcakes being made for firemen. So we have a lot of happy firemen and policemen this week. They'll find some yummy treats on their doorstep this week. A lot of parks and rivers and trash collections are happening, just making our cities beautiful, just that stewardship that we get to teach. A lot of pregnancy centers, of course, we've talked in the past about the Respect Life patch that we have, and the girls will be earning that patch by going in and helping the kids and the mothers at pregnancy centers. A lot of just simple flag ceremonies at different events that are happening. There's a store opening, and they ask the girls to come and do a flag ceremony. And it's called the U.S. Sportsman Alliance, and they do these adventure days. And our troop just did one last weekend, but they're hosting this event, and kids, little brothers are amazed that their sisters are taking them to an event. and teaching them how to do archery and fishing and shooting. And we're hosting these kinds of events. So it can be, you know, a need-based project or just a fun community project or, you know, a citizenship project. And so it's a wide collection of activities that are going on. You're right, I could go on and on. I have 10 pages here, but...
Patty, with just a couple of minutes left, as we're looking forward to National Day of Service and reflecting on 19 years of American Heritage Girls, anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners and with our other guests today?
You know, it is amazing when God is in something, the ability to multiply our single efforts is just beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, I just looked last year alone, HG Girls contributed over 400,000 hours of service to their communities. As a mom, my family would try to give, you know, 4 hours a week of service because we were a serving family. But now with HG, multiplying that by 100,000, wow, that's only God can do that kind of stuff. And so this is like the highlight of my year, is National Day of Service. What a blessing to see this and to see the girls' hearts grow exponentially by their giving themselves away. And to God be the glory. And thanks for the opportunity to chat with you today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Jody, how can listeners find out more about American Heritage Girls? Obviously, websites, they can find out on the website if there's a troop in their area or other things that they can find on the website.
Yeah, sure. The best place to start usually is the website, and that's ahgonline.org. And we have a great map on that website that will allow you to type in your zip code and see if there's already a troop in your area. Or you can be like Lori and say, you know what, there's not a troop in my area. And through a lot of prayer and building a strong team around you, she started the first troop in Nashville at the Lutheran Church there. So we were all excited when she did that. So yeah, the website's the best place to start. And of course, we have videos on YouTube and different places. But and then, of course, just calling the number, and Patty might be able to help me with the phone number. We have actually live people, wonderful, wonderful people who will walk you through the step-by-step of starting a troop.
Very good. Patty, what's that number?
That number is area code 513-771-2025.
So they can call that number, the 513-771-2025, to find out more about starting a troop in their area if they don't have one, or if there's one in the area. Obviously, the map online is a great way to do that at ahgonline, is that correct? .org.
Right.
You can find out if there's a troop in your area. Go check it out there. American Heritage Girls, always enjoy the conversation. Our guest today have been Jody Token, the Public Relations Coordinator for American Heritage Girls. Jody, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Also by phone, Lori Buck, Troop Leader in Nashville, Tennessee. Lori, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you want to go get Larson, I know she has a message for us. And Patty Garibay, National Executive Director of American Heritage Girls. Patty, always great to talk with you.
Thank you so much, Andy. It's great to talk to you, too.
And happy birthday, American Heritage Girls. That was so much fun to get to celebrate that, and we'll do this weekend. And I think we have one more guest just for a couple of seconds here.
Yeah. Here she is. Hi, my name is Larson. I'm 8 years old, and I'm an American Heritage Girl from Nashville, Tennessee. I'll be serving my neighbors by volunteering at Grace Works Ministry Food Pantry for our National Day of Service. Happy birthday, American Heritage Girls.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at kfuo.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.